When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome as well to the last day of October, at least for those in real time with me here. You could be listening later, of course, but happy last day of October 2022, at least for me. Today's episode is part of a new feature we're doing in 2022 called Your First $1,000. I've been running this every single Monday throughout the year, and it's been very popular. As you might guess, it's all about how someone made their first $1,000. I hope your year has been well. I hope you have accomplished some of the goals that you set way back in January or whenever you set them. But if you didn't, then, well, there's still time. You can't control what's happened up to this point, but you can, at least to some degree, control what happens today and tomorrow. So I hope you are taking action toward your goals. Now, as mentioned, first $1,000, how did someone get to that point? How did they begin to, in fact, make real money? Apart from their day job, using a skill they already had, maybe developing that skill a bit further or learning something new. And today's feature, I'm excited about this one. It is from a reseller. I used to resell stuff, so I always enjoy working on these stories. This feature comes from Jacob, the college MacBook reseller. He is buying and selling MacBooks. He's doing quite well with it, actually earning more than $1,000 a week doing this activity part-time. So well done, Jacob. Let's hear the story from him. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is Jacob. I've been earning more than $1,000 a week reselling laptops on my college campus. I learned how to do this by listening to your show, actually, and through trial and error. The first thing I'd say is it's a lot of work, but it's not actually that complicated. You just need to be organized and communicative. And then you also need to decide what you're going to resell, and making this decision in advance helped me a lot. I didn't want to be a jack of all trades, so I decided to specialize in late model MacBooks. Not PCs, not phones, not iMacs, and not even MacBooks from more than a few years ago. Basically, I wanted to be the MacBook guy. Now, being on campus, it helps that this is the most popular computer. It also helps that some students are lazy. They want to save money, which, I mean, I totally understand. But they also aren't going to shop around a ton here. Even though many of them are frugal, I guess, they value convenience. To be a successful reseller, you need to manage both sides of the operation, the buying of inventory and then selling it for a profit. My three tips are, first, be extremely communicative. I mean, I take orders and answer questions by phone, text, or direct message. I even try to get back to people within 10 minutes of their question. Yes, that's right, 10 minutes. I do sleep at night, but otherwise, I always try to pounce on inbound communication. I can't tell you how many sales I've made right away simply by being available. Then, second, check in with the customer a couple of days after purchase. I've never heard of a problem, and they always seem to appreciate a quick text message asking if everything's okay. More than once, it's led to a referral from a friend of theirs who also wanted a laptop. Okay, third, stick to a profit margin. I aim to make a profit of between $200 and $300 on every laptop sale. Much more than that would be difficult. but much less seems like it's not worth it. I don't really negotiate on my prices, especially since I've been doing this a while and know what things are worth, but this also means you need to buy at a low enough price to be able to earn that profit margin. And you'll get better at that over time. I don't know if I'll always be able to profit $1,000 a week. I mean, I've already noticed that some weeks are much busier than others, but I'm pretty sure I can keep doing this in some fashion for quite a while. Hey, thanks for the show and for all your inspiration. If you're ever looking for a gently used late model MacBook, let me know.
Thank you so much, Jacob. Really appreciate you sharing that story. It takes me back to my days buying and selling. I never actually bought and resold computers, at least not that much. I did some random computer gear, but never really specialized in that. So I do think the decision to specialize is smart and to become the MacBook guy on campus. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. Even if you don't want to be a reseller, I think there's always lessons to be learned in these stories and just kind of that general motivation of like, hey, there's somebody out there who's being creative and working hard and finding a way to create economic empowerment for themselves. That's what it's all about here. So again, good work, Jacob. And listeners, if you've got a question or an update for us about your hustle as we come to the end of the year, the final 2 months of the year, just visit sidehustleschool.com/questions. You can also follow me on Twitter at Chris Guillebeau, 193 countries on Instagram, 193. And of course, there are a wealth of archival episodes on sidehustleschool.com, all 2,130 episodes, completely free. You can subscribe or follow for future episodes wherever you like to listen. That's it for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.